Today we are looking at something different on Church Public. We're looking at the definition of theology. This will be a new series where we look briefly at an aspect of Christian theology to help you live out your faith in a real way. To live out your faith, you must know what your faith is. I'm here to help you out. I'm Ed Odegaard, and this is Church Public. Welcome back to Church Public. I really appreciate you stopping by. As I mentioned, today is going to be a little bit different, starting a new series looking at Christian theology, systematic Christian theology, so that we can understand how to learn the basics and learn the basics of Christian theology to help you live out your faith. So this week we will be looking at just theology. What is theology? That's the question that we're looking at this week. Each podcast will briefly look at an aspect of Christian theology so that you can live out your faith in a real way. This week, we look at this foundational question of what is theology? Theology is different from religion in one main way. Religion is the study of how people relate to the divine. Religion, or religious studies, looks at the worship practices of people. Theology comes at the question from a different vantage point. It asks the question, who is God? What does God do? It studies God. This first topic looks at the nature of people, anthropology, and worship practice. That's what religion is, and the study of religion and religious studies. The second idea, theology, seeks to find out who or what God is. The first is natural. The second is supernatural. See the difference? The question is connected to another question, and that is, what is truth? You've probably heard this question a lot recently because that question is just bouncing around. What is truth? What is a man? What is a woman? Does truth come from something that we can understand? Does it come from the natural, from a man, from observation, or does truth come from something higher, something even supernatural, more than natural? I would say yes. Theologians throughout history have said yes. Everything that we study in life, in math, in biology, in philosophy, all of theologies, they have their founding in something. I would suggest they need to have their founding in the reality of God, the character of God, the attributes of God. In the Middle Ages, theology itself was called the queen of sciences, and philosophy was called her handmaiden. In our current culture, however, theology has been mostly replaced by the study of something, some other ology, some philosophy, or just the study of religion, the study of philosophy, the study of anthropology. And religion is the only thing that remains once you remove theology. If you remove the study of God and who God is and what God is, all that you have left is the study of people. And as you can start to see, I hope you start to see, that is limited. If you're studying what is just natural and what you can see and your five senses and things like that, then there is no more room for the supernatural, the more than natural, the metaphysics, the more than physics, what comes after physics. We need to understand that there is supernatural. We are living in a spiritual world, and we need to understand what that is, especially if you're trying to be a Christian, if you're trying to follow after Christ, who is God. In that way, we need to figure out what theology is. Just as a brief view, the very word theology is a compound of two ideas. The first is ology. You're probably familiar with that. It comes from the Greek logos, ology, logos. So logos, it means word. In the Bible, we see this. We see this in John 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Maybe that's a familiar verse to you. That's the beginning of your New Testament, if you're familiar with the Bible. So logos, which is that word for word, it can mean word. And it's also connected to our word in English, logic. So when we study any of the ologies, we're looking at the word or the logic of that thing. The first part of theology is the Greek theos. So we've talked about ology or logos. Now there's theos, theos, God. It just means God. Therefore, theology is just the word and the logic of the study of God. So we're studying God by doing theology. You may have known that already, but it's important to understand the foundation of what we're looking at so that we can get to these concepts that are going to be a little bit deeper, a little bit thicker into what is going on in our world. Now, having said that, we do have to go a little bit deeper here so that we can understand the two main ideas in our current culture. there are different ideas. This world comes at the learning, the view of the world in two different ways. And we're going to work backwards into one idea of the modern culture, and then we're going to work forwards from scripture to the other. The most common idea in culture today is something you're probably very familiar with. It's the idea that there just is no truth. It comes out in all kinds of weird ways. You hear phrases like, live your truth, and you be you, and do whatever you want as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. These are all examples that come from the philosophical idea of existentialism. Existentialism. I know that's a big word, that's a philosophical word, but the idea here is just that there's existence, existentialism, existence, but there's not essence. So you exist, but there's no such thing as truth. You don't have something that makes you you. What's true for you is not true for someone else. There's no absolute morality. There's no absolute truth. There's no absolute anything. That's this idea that just goes against completely the idea of the biblical scriptures. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But this idea of existentialism goes even further. It goes even as deep to say that reality cannot have order. So I know for some of us, we really like things in a line. We really like things in order. This idea of existentialism is really at odds with that. It says that the world is just, in fact, chaos. The world is without meaning, without purpose. As an aside on this, having no meaning and having no purpose, this view of the modern world and the modern culture, if this is the dominant view of culture, and I do believe it is it any wonder that so many people are depressed? How sad would it be to live without any meaning or purpose? And yet, it appears that's the way many people are living today. The alternate idea that we'll talk about, that I'll propose, is the older, and I would again suggest more wiser system of ideas. In seminaries throughout generations, this study is called theology or systematic theology, the system of theology. Now, this is opposed to this idea of chaos. This is opposed to the idea of the chaos of existentialism, as we just talked about. However, and rather unfortunately, in schools, even some seminaries, this system of theology is being replaced with the philosophy of religion. As we mentioned before, hopefully you're starting to get a view of, theology is the view, the study, the idea of God. Religion is just what we do here on earth. So those are two different planes of existence that we have to think about. So this approach to reality, nature, and God in this real world idea in religion, it always ends up trying to force God into a box that he just doesn't fit in because God is God. Or worse, it just removes God entirely, which it tends to do. Through this series, we're going to look at the approach to God and theology and the system of the study of God so that we can go point by point through scriptural evidence for who God is and what he does. The study will require a foundation, an initial proposition, if you will, and that's what we're talking about here today. That is, in these lectures, in these ideas, in these podcasts, we're going to talk about the idea that God is real. You may or may not believe that at this point, but I'm proposing that he is. I believe that he is. So God is real, and he's revealed himself through nature and the writings of prophets, priests, kings, and apostles throughout the ages. And we have this evidence of all of this, both through creation and through the Bible. And we believe the Bible is the actual word of God. The word is the Logos, as we just heard in John 1. And it's the logos of the theos. I know we're getting really into some Greek words here, but the word is God's word. Theos, God, logos, word. This just is God's word. Now, because we believe that God is real, and this really is the word of God, we believe that it is not chaos that is bouncing around in this world, but order, because God is ordered. His revelation is ordered. His nature is ordered. He's not the author of confusion, but he is clear and, in that sense, understandable. So, because God is understandable, this understanding comes out in his word. Now, it is a lot of different things because there's a lot of different writers, 66 books, many different writers written over many centuries. But even though there are many authors, covers all kinds of topics, it's united in its description of God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. For me, I've spent years studying New Testament, Old Testament, but I've always been interested in theology because it's the combining of all of these parts into the whole. It's this theology, this study of God, and systematic theology for that. Especially this systematic theology puts together the parts to look at the picture of God that it creates. It's beautiful. It's how everything else is ordered and put into place because of God. Now, I have to admit, I still have much to learn in this, but together, we'll go into the great endeavor of discovering and answering the biggest questions of life. I hope you will join me on this journey. So for Church Public, I'm Matt Odegaard, and as always, I hope that you will keep the faith. As always, I hope that you appreciate this podcast. If you do, like it and hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. If you want to support, you can go to churchpublic.com. As usual, we will be back with current events from a Christian perspective, but this is the Theology Edition. Again, hope you like it, and we'll see you next time.